I'm not going to say much about baptism. Normally at this point we spend a lot of time talking about what it is, but I'm not going to since we've done that in the sermon. Except to say that there may be some visiting, some who are not used to what we do in baptism, maybe find it strange. And so let me just say in 3 minutes, simply what we're doing in baptism. Baptism is like a doorway in an entranceway into the people of God. And that baptism is a picture of what is true about that people. True about that people that the little one is becoming a part of. What's true about that covenant people? There are people of the promise of salvation centered in Jesus Christ. There are people who are following Christ and living distinctively. And there are people who heed the warnings and therefore flee to Christ. And so it becomes a sign of what is taking place among the people of God. Now the fact is that the New Testament is so rich. It's so rich in the signs of baptism that the church has split over differing ways of saying, what does it signify? And to me, that's too bad. Because I think there's a richness to what baptism teaches. Some say, you know, you got to sprinkle because it's a sign of cleansing and the forgiveness of sins. That's certainly in the Bible. Others say, no, you pour because it's a symbol and a picture of the Spirit that has been poured out on this community. And others say, no. You got to dunk them because it's a picture of being baptized into the death and burial and the resurrection of Jesus. Certainly all three of those are clear in the New Testament. It'd be nice if we could do sprinkling one time. We're actually doing three in a row, Andrew. I tried to talk Dave and Brittany into dunking Adele. They weren't quite ready for it. I think it was because Brittany saw a comic that used to be up in our church, and it was a picture of a pastor. They do this in the Orthodox Church and a few others where they dunk the baby, and it showed a picture of the pastor who just finished dunking the baby, and the parents were sitting there like this, and the pastor was fishing around trying to find the baby. I think she saw that too much, and so she didn't want to dunk. But I think these three different ways give us a picture of what is true about the people of God. A people cleansed in the blood of Christ. A people indwelt by the Holy Spirit. A people who are now rooted in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And that's the promise that is made, that we take hold of by faith. And so it's a doorway into the people of God who are saved by the death and resurrection of Christ, who forgives us and who gives us His Spirit as we take hold of Him in faith and we pledge ourselves and commit ourselves to follow Him faithfully. I'm going to ask the kids to come forward, and we're just going to sing a song, and we're going to remind ourselves of what baptism teaches us. We're not going to sing yet. We're going to sing right after we do this together. So come right here. Okay. You're all here. Wonderful. Now, when you were gone, we were talking about the three things that God says to us in baptism. Are you going to remember it with me? What's the first?
I love you.
Let's all do it now. I love you. Jesus comes and says, I love you. He comes and He takes hold of us. He says, I love you. Okay, let's say it. I love you. So in the minute you're going to see the baptism, Jesus is going to say, I love you. Second thing.
Come and follow me.
Say it again. Come follow me. He's not only going to say, I love you. I know you're anxious to get to that third one. I love you, but hey, follow me. Come follow me. Come follow me. That's what Jesus is saying. Come follow me. Okay. And then he says one more thing. What does he say?
Don't you dare
walk away from me. Ready? Ready together. I love... You ready? You're not looking here. I know the baby's cuter than me, but look here. Look here. Okay? Ready? Together. I love you. Come follow me. Don't you dare walk away from me. Now, can you do it together? Can you do the signs with me? Hold your arms out. Ready? You can't yet, but the rest of you can. Hold out your arms, ready to love and embrace. Ready? Together. I love you. Do this. Come follow me. Don't you dare walk away from me. Great. Okay. We're going to sing a song. Now, I don't know if you know the song, but the words, if you can read, are going to be up there. And we're going to sing exactly what we've just said. I love you. Come follow me. Don't you dare walk away from me. Let's sing it together.
I love you.
If you kids will just sit down for just a minute, okay? You can sit down right here. Sit down so you can see the baptism in a minute. Now, Dave and Brittany, I'm going to ask you some questions while you're standing there. Make it easier. And then I'm going to invite you up. And I'm going to also invite up Nick and Alice Grun, Dave's parents, and Marnie, who's Brittany's parent, along with me. And the symbolism behind that, Dave and Brittany have asked that, the symbolism behind it is both the generations. Nick and Alice have passed along the gospel to Dave, Marnie and I, to Brittany, to that picture of the generations. But also, as a picture that this little Adele is not going to be nourished only by two parents. They're going to be the main caregivers, but there's a broader family, both biologically, but also spiritually in terms of this church. And so I'm going to invite them forward, but there's been no questions for you, Nick and Alice, although Dave did say to me, if I wanted, I could make you pledge to fly them out to Ontario 3 times a year. Then you'd be committed to that for the rest of your life. Dave and Brittany, if you'll stand right where you are and answer these questions. First, do you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Accept the promises of God and affirm the truth of the Christian faith, which is proclaimed in the Bible and confessed in this church. And do you believe that your children, here, little Adele, is sinful by nature, but she's received by God in Christ as a member of His covenant and therefore ought to be baptized? And third, do you promise, in reliance on the Holy Spirit and with the help of the Christian community, to do all in your power to instruct little Adele, and Levi, of course, in the Christian faith, and to lead her by your example into a life of discipleship? What's your answer? If you can come up now. Let's wait till they get up here. Okay, God is not just speaking to Sophia and to the parents. He's speaking to all of us as He baptizes. He's coming to us in the water saying, I love you. Come follow me, and don't walk away from me. Sophia, Adele Sophia Grun. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. Get my granddaughter's name wrong. It's better at least than going Phoebe, Mala, Adele. Let's pray together. And I'm going to pray. Listen to this prayer that is found on page 958, a prayer that harks back to this particular, to the text that I preached. Let's pray. Almighty eternal God, long ago you severely punished an unbelieving and unrepentant world by sending a flood. But you showered your great mercy when you saved and protected believing Noah and his family. Your judgment on sin and your great mercy toward us were again shown when the obstinate Pharaoh and his whole army were drowned in the Red Sea, and you brought your people Israel through the same sea on dry grounds. We pray that in this baptism you will again be merciful. Look upon little Adele with favor by bringing her into union with your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Spirit. And may she be buried with Christ in baptism and be raised with him to new life. Give her true faith, firm hope, and ardent love so that she may joyfully bear her cross as she daily follows Christ. And we pray for the blessing on the Grun family in nourishing that true and living faith in Jesus Christ. Bless little Adele so that she might be a blessing. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Hello, boys and girls. You know, Pastor Mike just reminded us of what baptism signifies, what it means. And he talked about this doorway. He talked about baptism as a way of entering into the family of God. Dave, Brittany, Levi, Adele, on behalf of the congregation, we want to express our deep love and appreciation for you by giving Adele her own personal Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and also by giving her a quilt, which I think Kristen is carrying. Maybe you can come up, Kristen. These two things, we hope, will be signs for you guys and also for Adele as she grows older that she's part of the family of God and a part of a community that loves you and her and will continue to support you guys and sustain you. And so we welcome you and wish you the Lord's blessing. And I'm wondering, boys and girls, if you could help me say to little Adele, welcome to the family. Can you say that with me together? One, two, three. Welcome to the family. Yes, we welcome you.
Let's sing together, let children hear the mighty deeds